Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Big issue when you kind of have to take it.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're humming, John.
We really are. This is wonderful. We really are.
Rocking and rolling.
We're Barbara Feldman, who's a certified senior movie.
We were
manager.
Actually dancing at the break.
And it was too much fun. Come on. And the founder of A New Start New York. And what's so wonderful about this show in general, and again, I always have to give kudos to Christina, it's not only people who know their jobs like Barbara does, it's always good people she brings on. I mean, people could know a job and be the most non-social, like you don't even want to work with them, unfortunately. You would go into somebody's home and they would enjoy working with you just for the sake you're in somebody's home. It's like, oh, Barbara, what should I do? And you have a conversation. It's not like one, two, and three. And while I'm saying that, which I haven't done, is this a good number? 917 or what's the number?
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
917-656-6685. So Barbara's number is 917-656-6685. And really, I know Barbara does helping people organize to move, helping organize just to downsize and stay in your home. It doesn't have to be anything like that. I mean, you don't have to be moving. You just can turn around and say, I don't know what to do with that room anymore, and I'd like it. I've been to some, you know, I go around to some people's houses doing financial planning. You walk into a room and say, my God, what's here? I mean, and then it's so overwhelming, as opposed to cleaning it, they throw something else into it. Stuff, honestly, half of it they wouldn't even know they had if you went in one night and took it away and threw it away. But anyway, you know that, Barbara, more than I do.
It is so true, yeah. We were talking during the break about photos.
Okay.
And Otto brought up a great point. Photos is, I mean, we all collect photos now. Now everybody's taking photos on their phones, so we have so many photos. But in years gone by, we just took a lot of pictures.
Well, now we are in photo overload.
Like, yeah.
I print, actually, this is different from the break time, but actually once a year I print a photo book for the year based on what I think are the best pictures that I saw between Facebook and family and whatever, and it comes out being about 400 pictures in a book.
Wow.
And
nice.
I've done that for about 10 years now, and the family loves it, because otherwise you have all these electronic pictures, which nobody really looks at. You know, you got 8,000 pictures on your phone, and once in a while you show one picture.
But the issue with that is, and I mean this is very complimentary to Otto, Otto's one in a million. Because I would like to look at a book like that. I don't want to sit there as you go through pictures, but if you have a book, you just thumb through it, and it's very nice.
It's a lot of work to be frank about it.
It's a lot of work to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Calling
so not very many
through
people
the pictures.
Oh, my God.
Know. But going back to the print pictures, which is what used to exist years ago, I think everybody...
And many people still have.
Yeah, and
boxes.
People who are older should really do something with those pictures, because the only people, for the most part, who know who are in those pictures are the older people that are still here. So if you don't do something with them, they're going to end up on a wall in a bar somewhere as a nice example of old times, you know. Bottom line. And so, you know, I've taken a lot of time. My mother, fortunately, left a lot of good stuff. And I went through it all, and she did, in most cases, I was able to identify who the people are.
Uh-huh.
So I've had most of these pictures scanned by a service and digitized and actually working. This is one of my things, you know, I like to leave something for the future people.
You know, give the name of the place, because I never heard of
it. Well,
there's many places,
really?
But
yeah,
I
used one called Dig My Pics.
Okay.
DigmyPics.com.
Fine.
I've used them multiple times. I've used them to take old movie films and convert them to electronic devices, flash drives or whatever, and I can download them. And, that's another example. Those old movies, if you don't do something with them, are going to go bye-bye, and there's some tremendous memories,
oh, yeah,
even for future generations to see. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm big on that because my mother did a lot of it, and my mother was, you know, not an electronic person.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
She was a maid, and a good one. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I appreciate what she did, so I'd like to do it also.
And you're preserving her story and his story.
Right.
History.
Right.
Her story.
As opposed to those pictures being looked at one day when somebody else is going to downsize for you and throw out most of them because they have no idea who's in the pictures.
Right. I agree.
You know? Yeah.
And that something like that passing, I just have one quick story. And it's, I have four grandchildren and only one girl, and she's going to be four in the summer, but it's amazing. The most she sees a picture, and she goes to my wife and myself, grandma, grandpa, who's that? Why?
Yeah.
How? And you have to start to, what did he do? And blah, 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 blah. You know, whose pool? I mean, whatever the picture was.
Well,
now, the other three could care less. It's amazing, and they're older than her. But she has this,
okay.
Who's this person? Who's that?
Imagine when she's older.
No, I'm agreeing with
you. She's going to be really into it, probably.
Yeah, I would assume. Yes. That's why, you know, when you're telling me the story, I'm saying this makes sense.
And it's so important that we share with the next generation because they have, talk about overload, digital overload. Oh. They have so much coming in, and they're not getting this if we don't give it to them.
No, and this is not overload because there were three pictures of one person.
Right.
Forever that were taken.
But you know what? In my mind, if you ask them if they want it, they're going to say no. But when you show it to them, they're like, oh, wow. It's typical. Now, don't waste your time, Dad. That's stupid. Who wants it? Throw it away. But then one day when they ask the house, they're looking through it, they like it.
Barbara's only got 18 more tips.
Yeah, right. So let's get to that before we're not going to have enough time. This happens all the time.
But this is good.
It is good. Okay, so everybody sitting here and everybody in the audience, how many people have in your house either a bed that hasn't been slept in 2 years because you have it in it. You know, you have children, grandchildren, they've all grown, they're out of the house, nobody's in it. And then the sheets for beds that nobody's using. Anybody, does that happen? I mean, a lot of people have homes like that.
Anyone?
Anybody? No. Okay, so how about, let's go back to your insurance benefits. You had said, you know, people that keep all of that material that comes into the house, you don't need it, it's all online.
Oh.
For that matter, all your bank statements are online, all that's online, you really don't need it.
Not for the last 20 years either.
No, right.
Because
exactly.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and we could throw in calendars because many people save calendars from years gone by and you really don't need it.
Electric bills, gas bills,
all
phone
that.
Bills.
Mugs. You have your special precious mugs.
That's another one.
You know, like people
with category
just
in of itself.
Right.
With the pictures on them that you can't really throw out because somebody's going to know. But then it's been in the
grandpa or my 50th reunion.
My favorite
or
grandpa. So you got 83 mugs and you can only use one
so
at a time.
Let's see if you could cut it down to maybe six, right?
We did clean out ours recently. I took six of them to my office. I don't want to shelf. I couldn't throw them away. They're garbage.
Now you got to declutter your office.
Yeah, I know. That's next.
Okay, packets. Does anybody have those packets in their house? You know, ketchup and mustard and soy in that junk drawer of yours,
right.
John, maybe.
Yeah, Chinese restaurant that we go to throws so many packs in there. I keep forgetting to tell them, don't put any in there.
Right.
Phone books. Is anybody holding on to phone books, yellow pages? You know, I know sometimes you can't go online for it, but I don't know. Is there still, can you still dial
information? I have no idea. 411.
Can you still dial for information?
I doubt it. Would you get somebody?
Yeah,
I don't
know. You're going to get somebody.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody has the answer to that question, huh?
Maybe Christina could try that out.
But that goes with
next week's show.
The phone books, the manuals, the calendars. And then let's go down to like clothing, like gowns and tuxedos that you're holding on to that you're never going to wear again, that don't fit.
I still have a baseball uniform.
Do you?
Yeah, from when I was 18.
Does it fit?
Yeah, it does, actually. And my Navy uniform, which still fits, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but that I'm thinking might be an heirloom someday.
Oh, absolutely.
That goes with that, you know, the gowns goes with shoes, gowns and tuxedos and shoes. Dress clothes. And if you've changed your life and you're no longer people are much more casual. Nobody's wearing long gloves and hats anymore. So all of those things. And I'll walk into houses and see things like I haven't seen in years. You know, they're just, you know, gloves.
All. 411 exists. Christina just confirmed it. 411 exists.
It does. It does. It does exist. 411 exists. What do you know?
All right. So that's another reason you don't need a phone book.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need anything. When you really come down to it, the more
very little
computer savvy you become, you realize you can, you know.
But that goes back to the books part. Like, some people like the Kindle and some don't. Some want a book in their hand.
Yeah, I've done both. I use the Kindle. For some reason, I read the Kindle faster. I have no idea why. It just seems.
So with the gowns, and how about shoes? Shoes that you're holding on to, mm-hmm. that you like, that they really hurt, that they're worn out, that they, you know, I can't give them up because they look so good. The shoes look so good. Mm. But on my feet, I'm crippled.
A lot of dust on them, but they look good.
Socks.
I have a box of shoes under my bed. I'd say in the last 10 years, now we're talking about this, there's probably only one pair that I've really ever worn of the box that the shoes that are in this box. But someday, you know, wingtip shoes, wingtips. I may go for an interview.
He wants to look his best. Yeah, right. With his baseball uniform and wingtips.
I'll have my baseball uniform and my wingtips.
And you could dial 411.
I could dial 411 on the way to find out where this place is that I'm going to.
So you know, I don't believe this, but we're out of time. Mind-boggling.
That can't be, John.
And I'm only up to number 12.
You're going to have to come back real soon. I'm giving out Barbara's number again. Whether you want moving information or just have a good time, 917-656-6685. And then you'd get Barbara Feldman, who is just a wealth of information and a wonderful human being.
I'm sorry we didn't get
Thank
the Tupperware.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be back.